Medibank Free and Active is here to help you live better, supporting free community health and wellbeing activities across the country. Whether you're into running, walking, or group exercise, search Medibank Free and Active to find an activity near you. Plus, you'll be able to listen to the Carrie and Tommy Catch Up podcast whilst doing so.
Day number two from London. Hello to you, Carrie Bickmore.
Hello, Buzzy Buzz Buzz Buzz.
Tommy Little.
In welfare. You're right.
London in summer, they said. Yep. It'll be so warm and balmy, they said. Weather update for day two. UK weather flood chaos. Sinkhole closes M25 as month of rain falls in one day.
Look at us go.
By the pool.
It's drenched. Look at us go. Bickers.
Yes.
Do you know what time it is?
I'm
just concerned you're not getting enough sleep.
I'm not.
Yeah, because you did say something interesting. We started our show yesterday and we went to the first song. And when the first song was playing, you said to me, God, I wonder what time it is back home. Do you think we'd be getting up really early to do the show at just any time? Or do you think maybe we're doing the show at the same time
we do it back home? I don't know what part of thinking I should bring three children on a flight and change time zones and jet lag and do this show live, which means we're up at 5 a.m. to do it. I've been up since 2 a.m. every single morning. I don't know what is going on.
Yeah, even having the kids in the first place. That was.
I mean, who thought that was a good idea?
Mate, I'm free. It's wild. Hey, heaps coming up on today's show, including...
Next we've got to discuss something, though. There's a smell. There's a smell there coming from someone in our team.
All right.
And it's you. Okay. We'll discuss that next.
Okay. Carrie put Tommy on a bike naked. You got your revenge, and we are going to get to that a bit later on as well.
Carrie cut me off with Stink Chat.
Oh, Stink Chat's more exciting.
Okay.
No, it's not. It's not.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Right now, there's an issue we need to discuss. You, Stink.
We don't need to.
You've been wearing this literally the same jumper and jeans.
Yes.
Jeans that have a massive stitch and hole in the crotch.
I get nut holes in my jeans.
I know you make money.
I get nut holes in my jeans.
What are you doing with your...
Jeans get nut holes. Buzzy.
Yeah, they do. But yeah. I buy new jeans when I get
nut holes. Well, then buy a new pair, mate. You're not poor.
I sewed them up. You can't just waste clothes. You can't just throw them out. These jeans are perfectly good.
Those
just a bit
are
holy.
Beyond sewing. You've sewn them multiple times.
I have.
I've never noticed that before. It's not often I look at your crotch.
Have changed over in London. A bit more won't look me in the eyes.
I know the answer. I was going to say, why are you still wearing the same outfit for 4 days?
I don't have any other clothes.
The answer is we packed completely the wrong clothes and we were all scraping the barrel.
All I packed was T-shirts. And I packed last minute, and so I had wet clothes in the washer, and I could only be bothered drying one jumper with a hand dryer.
Which is why it smells that damp dog smell.
Yeah, I'm a damp dog.
You're a damp dog.
I'm a damp dog with nut holes.
I mean, that now I've got a picture of you just sitting in the corner having
scratching away. I am.
But the thing is, you said you packed last minute and you bought completely the wrong attire. Yeah. I packed, literally started packing 5 weeks before we came on this trip, and not one of my family members has enough warm clothes to wear.
Yeah, you got to the stage where you were wearing what I assumed were like temporary ponchos and stuff because all your clothes were in bags packed and ready to go. Bickmore's breaking out the plastic bags.
So I got to go to the laundromat this afternoon and do a bit of laundry.
Are you going to the laundromat?
I'm going to go to the laundromat. I'm spending my Sunday.
I heard you yell at Sonda and you said, Sonda, take my clothes to the laundromat. And then when she said, Carrie, don't speak to me like that, you slapped her. Which was
Sonda offered to take my clothes.
It was quite uncomfortable.
And I said, I'm not going to make you take my clothes to the laundromat. So I'm going to go.
And then slid £5 across the desk.
While you all go see the sights of London, I'm going to do my laundry.
The sights of London. Yeah. And aren't they beautiful today when there's so much cloud around? I can't see the top of the building that we are broadcasting from.
Anyway, your situation is much more dire than mine.
I don't have any clothes
to
wash.
You've come up with an idea that I think's ingenious.
I've got the one. And the problem is, as well, because this jumper's grey, you can already see
disgusting.
The London filth.
What if you met a girl?
I figure the jumper is ruling that out.
I mean, it is because you wouldn't want her to get too close to you.
But maybe that's good. Maybe that's the perfect test.
If she can withstand your stink.
Yes. I haven't thought the theory through. I want to know, because of this issue of wasting clothes, I don't want to go out there and just buy clothes because there's
also
so much.
Also, because you have a uniform, you only wear the same pair of jeans, the same colour T-shirt and a grey hoodie.
That's, again, not by choice on this trip. But I thought so much clothes go into landfill. There'd be people out here. It's London. It's a big city. There'd be clothes that they're not using and I could just use for a bit.
So how do you reach those people?
Because we're in London, but we haven't nailed it. We're not broadcasting a radio show in London. We reach them the easiest way possible. We send the signal back to Australia.
Yeah.
We ask them to call in on 131060, our gorgeous listeners.
Okay.
And if they know people in London, can
they have
they,
some clothes that you can
that
wear?
That I can wear for a bit.
Yep.
I'll give them back.
Okay.
Can't promise they'll be washed.
What size? Do we need size?
I'll take any.
Okay.
Yep.
So and if you not have family and friends in London that have a kit clothes, that you can wear.
Clothes. Yep. Get Tommy clothes in London.
Great.
131060, give us your clothes, please. Too despo?
A little bit. Yeah.
Okay. 131060, please. Anything. I'll do anything in exchange for clothes over here in London. Better, Buzzy?
Yeah, thanks. I like it. Got all it. Right. We are looking for people. If you know someone in London, get in contact with them. Let us know so we can get some clothes for Tommy Little Weiss's over
call
here.
Call us first before you try to get in contact with them because we've got a quick show to get through.
Yeah, we've got 6 minutes, so do that first. 131060, give us a call.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Lady Bellend, you have a complaint and you think that I smell and so you think I need new clothes because I only bought one outfit that is suitable and I've worn it every day.
Yeah.
And that involves
and
every
haven't
night.
Washed it.
Yeah. How am I going to wash it? I've got to wear it. I can't wash it on me. I could wash it on me. That's not
in
a bad
fact,
idea.
You're always up for inventions. That's a great invention.
Yes.
Something that washes your clothes while you wear them.
Shower washer. Shower washer and then dryer. So it's a you just stand there and it's like a full body Dyson, but it dries all your clothes on you. You never have to be nude again.
Or
you never have to be nude again, guys.
A type of material that your clothes are made out of but never, ever get dirty.
A ShamWow.
Anyway, you're in London.
Yes.
You need someone to kit you out because you don't want to go buy new clothes.
No, because it's wasteful because I'm only going to be here for a short amount
and
of time.
You've got a hole in your crotch on your jeans at the moment.
I'm partial to a nut hole.
Yeah. Someone suggested perhaps you go to the op shop and give them your clothes. Perhaps then you could trade and get some other clothes.
I don't think the op shop just washes your clothes and gives it back to you.
No, you can give your clothes to the op shop, this person suggested.
You're meant to take good stuff to the op shop. Do you think they want
It's actually quite a nice jacket. It would jumper if you washed it. Anyway, you've asked if someone knows someone in London that can give you an outfit.
The easiest thing would be to send the message back to Australia for them to call us, get in touch with their friends
here. Such an easy way, quick, easy process.
It's easier, yes. Yeah. And then we'll get to use their clothes for a bit, give them back to them. They'll send the message back to Australia, say thanks to their friends over there, and that completes the circle of life.
Lauren, how can you help?
I think I might be able to get some clothes that might even fit Tommy, and they could be stylish because my cousin's a pretty cool gay guy.
Oh, Lozzy.
Amazing.
Yeah, whereabouts in London?
But he might not want nut holes in them, though.
Lozzy,
it's a thing that takes time, so don't worry. If it's just a few days away, I promise I will give them back nut hole-less. Whereabouts in London is he, Loz?
Good question. Sent him a message. I don't actually know whereabouts in London he is.
That's all right. We'll find out. It's a big place, but Sonda doesn't mind travelling.
Don't send Sonda to do it. You go pick them up. Tommy will come and hand pick them up from whoever gives them to him, won't you?
From your gorgeous cousin, yes.
Yeah. Yep. Great.
Great stuff. Let's go to Ashley. Ashley, do you have someone in London who has clothes?
I do. My sister-in-law's partner. He may be a little bit bigger than you, so you might look more like a Wu-Tang, but that's okay. He's quite stylish.
But maybe it's good because you know when you go overseas, sometimes you can go incognito. You can be anyone you want to be.
Yeah.
Maybe this is your time to try another style.
Yeah, fatter.
No, just Wu-Tang, she said. Like,
sorry. What do you mean that was a style?
They do say that you come to London and you do shove up a bit.
Yes, they do. They do. I'm sorry. When I think of the term chub up, it's not, I mean.
Okay, so we've got Ashley and Lauren with their thoughts. James, can you
James,
help?
Have you ever come to London and chub up, James?
Tommy, forget the other two blokes. I've got the man for you. My brother lives in London, and I reckon he'll sort you right out. There's probably nut holes in the jeans already, so you don't have to worry about the thing.
You ripper. And whereabouts, James? Whereabouts?
Well, he was in central London, so it's not going to be too hard to get them.
Great.
Oh, mate, that's perfect. Thank you. We'll send you back through to our producer and we'll get the details. Thank you.
You will be going to get them, though. Just a reminder, you said you would before. Yep.
And if I'm dressed as Sonda.
Just a final.
I'm deep undercover. As you say, find a new look.
Janine, because yes. I think she also might have the answer. Janine, you're onto something here. What can you get Tommy?
Yeah, well, I've got friends over in London at the moment. They're doing a dance show at the Peacock Theatre. So I know Tommy would fit into Milo's clothes because Milo's like a massive god, but he would certainly be able to fit into one of the other fit guys' dancers' pants, I'm sure.
Oh, dancers' pants.
Oh, I really just like to see
just
it.
The thought of it's making me chub up.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now I understand what it was like for you on Saturday when we blindfolded you and put noise-cancelling headphones on. Well, not noise-cancelling, we put music into them, yes. It is the most disconcerting thing when you can't see and you can't hear what's going on around you. And it's actually terrifying.
Your knees kind of go weak. Like you kind of just buckle.
You have all informed me that I ended up squatting as I was walking along the street.
You were doing this.
I didn't know where you were leading me to and I was scared. And I think what happens when someone is leading you, and I think I did this for you on Saturday, you forget to tell people like that. You forget that the other person can't see, so you forget to tell them there's doors coming up or there's a pole.
I know, I was very considerate of all those
things. You weren't. You didn't tell me anything. At one point, I banged into a wall.
That's when Buzzy had you.
Was it?
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, we chucked a blindfold on you last night and here's what happened.
If I am blindfolded or some shit and then I walk out and I'm on the top of Eureka Skydeck, I'll be really pissed off.
Would you like to blindfold yourself or... do you want to be blindfolded?
Is this just payback for the bicycle? Do I even need to be blindfolded?
No.
No.
We're just going to dinner. But good luck getting it in your mouth hole. Are you wearing those skin-coloured jocks so you can get nude?
No, unlike you, I'm just free-balling it.
Missy Bickmore, where are we?
In London.
Passed the first test. Take the eye patch off, she's good. what do you think we're doing? You're blindfolded. We're in the back of a black cab now. Where do you think we're going?
I don't know. I just hope it doesn't involve height because I don't like heights and they make me very anxious. And I've been really stressing about having to go on the London Eye and I've been having nightmares that the doors will open mid-flight and I'm feeling very anxious that we're going somewhere with height.
How high is high?
Just three stories as high. I don't like height.
You know how some places have those glass viewing platforms?
No.
Why? What happens if we do that?
Well, you might end up in emergency because I'll have a heart attack.
Heart attack is good for ratings.
Well, not really. We're a radio show, not a TV show. No one's going to see it.
Filming for socials at Carrie and Tommy Chat.
We need some viral cut through. Some water cooler chat.
What we're doing now, do we need to be doing it at night? Is that why we're doing it at night? Or it was just when we were available?
No, the viewing platforms are more effective when you can see a lot of lights out in the distance. Gives you a real depth. Oh, Cabby, we're here, sir. She pranked me yesterday.
Right.
And she's an evil woman. She made me ride naked through your streets.
Oh, I see that bunch of people. Yeah.
I was one of... You know, the guy with the smallest... That was me. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, mate.
What are you doing?
I'm just going to walk up some steps.
Oh,
sort of say me.
Please don't be putting me on the eye or anything
one more
high.
Step.
I don't
want to
go anywhere high.
And then we're getting in a lift.
No! No. I don't want to go on the lift.
One more step.
I don't want to go on the
okay,
lift.
Okay, don't slip over.
Please don't take me somewhere.
Just one more step.
What's happening? What is that? Oh, please don't make it to be somewhere high. I don't want to be somewhere high. Please don't make it somewhere high. Oh, what's he going to do to me?
Ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome to the stage, Carrie Bickmore!
Did you get the feeling that I didn't want to be somewhere high?
Yeah. How can we possibly prank a woman who's terrified of going in a lift? Please don't make me go in a lift.
Anyway, where you did take me was not what I was expecting.
No.
And we will fill you in.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I blindfolded you last night. And
it's
you
funny
were terrified.
You talk about the Spice Girls because when I finally realised it was something stage related, because you said, I heard you say, please welcome to the stage, Carrie Bickmore, and everyone applauded, a tiny little piece of me.
Ha 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 You thought we were on stage at Wembley?
Maybe.
It was similar. We were at a pub in Brixton. And
you taken me to an improv night.
Yes. If you don't know what an improv night is, it's where people stand up. There's no script and
it's
they perform
terrifying.
Scenes. They get someone in the crowd to yell out a word or something and then they have to perform a scene with no script and no safety net.
And I didn't.
And you've never done it before?
No, and I didn't know the people.
Yeah.
And I was already feeling so under threat because I didn't know where you were taking me that I had to be on while I was still like wanting to flee.
And so you didn't know what was happening.
No.
Obviously, you were in a blindfold and had headphones on with music blaring. The crowd didn't know what was happening.
No,
so
the
they
poor
just
people.
Saw me walking some woman who was buckling at the knees going, please don't take me somewhere high. Is this high? Please don't take me somewhere high. Are we getting in a lift? I don't want to get in a lift.
We just played that bit, mate. You don't have to do the whole bit again.
I really enjoy doing it again. Please don't take me. And then I explained to them what was going on, but you still had all your stuff on. And then we took your stuff off and let you go. Here it is.
G'day, ladies and gentlemen. It's so lovely to see you all here tonight. Thank you so much for having us. My name's Tommy. I do a radio show in Australia, and we've brought a bunch of listeners out here to the UK. And my co-host, she's very excited. She wanted to perform on the West End. Now, I don't know if you guys know about... I don't know if you guys know about performing on the West End, but it's hard to book a spot late notice. So we thought we'd bring her here, but she's been blindfolded. She's got noise-cancelling headphones on. So she knows nothing of what is going on at the moment. So what I'm about to do... What I'm about to do is I'm about to introduce her, and if you can please go wild, and then we can watch the car crash unfold. Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome to the stage, Carrie Bickmore!
Safety word.
always a safety word. Help is fine.
Is this AA? Where are we?
Welcome. My name is Steph.
Huh.
It's
Hi,
very,
Steph.
Very nice to meet you. And you are at a Duck Duck Goose improv show. And you and me
Good.
Are about to do an improvisation scene.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. What
are
we going to do?
It?
Sure. I mean...
Okay.
I don't have a choice, I don't think.
We're just going to... You're going to be absolutely fine. Please, may we have a word?
Bus stop.
Bus stop.
Yeah. Well, I just start acting just, like I'm just waiting at the bus stop.
Yeah, yeah,
good.
Fine.
Okay.
Absolutely fine. Do you mind if I sit down?
I mean, if you have to.
I mean, I don't have to. I could just stand.
Yeah.
I could just totally stand.
I don't... I've got a stand. Phobia of people.
So. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Been ever since I was a little kid.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's just always a lot of people in my house.
Kind of made you feel a bit like, just leave me alone.
Just leave my space. This has made me like my personal space, yeah. That's why I like catching the bus.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Where there's lots of people
no,
sometimes.
No, I choose late at night, like now,
oh,
so
now.
That there's no one on the bus.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
what do you do? I like talking to people. I just don't
really?
Like having you near me.
Is this okay?
Yeah,
is this
it's good.
Far?
Just keep your distance. Yeah,
yeah,
it's
okay.
Good. Yeah.
I just work a night shift in the factory over there.
Oh yeah.
So yeah.
What's the factory make?
Tinned food.
Heinz.
It's not Heinz.
No.
No, it's kind of off-brand.
Right.
Off-brand.
Yeah. Do you have any of that food? I'm pretty hungry. Oh.
Oh, I'm really sorry. I mean, I do have a sandwich. I kind of,
I like the tinned stuff more.
Really? Well, if you're ever in the supermarket, Johnson's hot dogs. There you go.
Okay,
you can't
good.
Beat them.
Great.
That's it.
So the bus is here.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, that's.
I mean, you're welcome to join.
I mean, I am going to be getting on the
bus
as
sure.
well.
Just don't sit near me.
So,
I mean, don't make me do all the work.
I was about to ask you, so what do you do?
I'm a mechanic.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I just tinker with cars at night.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's my hobby.
Yeah? Oh, nice. I dug this hole myself, didn't I?
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's totally fair.
Maybe we could go for a drink sometime.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. Yeah. We're going to have to maintain this, though.
Yeah.
I feel like it would be a bit weird if I got... close to you at all.
That won't be happening. No.
Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, she had absolutely no idea what's going on. Please go one more time, Gary Bigmore!
Really great stuff.
I've never been happier for it to end. A couple of times I kept saying things like, oh, the bus is here, thinking, does this mean it ends? And I realised it didn't end.
Well, the bus is here. It was
almost as good as West End. Yeah. I'm disappointed I didn't get to bring out the jazz hands. I mean, that was my fault. I probably could have worked some jazz hands into the bus stop
You could
routine.
Have. Well, you know what's great? We could go back tonight.
No.
Yeah, worth a shot.
We go to Wembley.
Saturday?
Anyway, no, it was actually quite, on a serious note, it was quite a, what's it like?
Vulnerable.
You feel very vulnerable. It's like you're bearing your soul because you don't know what's happening. You know there's a pressure on you to make sure it's either funny or sad or entertaining or something. You can see the people's faces as they're not finding it funny, which is hard. I mean, I know now what it must be like for you.
No. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Strap yourself in for the most exciting radio segment of all time. Carrie and Tommy do the quiz from the newspaper.
Now, Buzzy, you promised us, we said it'd be great to do a London edition.
Yeah.
London edition. And then I saw newspapers getting fossicked around.
Does
I thought
the
this
sun
would be
have
great.
A quiz?
Well, I flicked through the Sun. I couldn't find it. I got stuck on page three. There's a new page three girl today, and she is an absolute ripper.
I had the Daily Mirror. Couldn't find any quizzes in any.
The Daily Mail out there?
The London's the home of the quiz.
Oh, but they have like crosswords.
They have
and
quiz shows. They love a quiz over here.
They have quiz shows.
So,
they love a game show in London.
Sure they do.
We don't have a London paper quiz today. So it would just be a normal Australian one, I reckon.
Okay, but can you at least make us feel like it's a London one?
I will do my best.
That doesn't sound right.
I will do my best. No, that's not right. That's not right.
How
either.
About
here
we all have to do it?
I will do my best. All right, Governor. All right,
let's all do it in the English accent.
Paper quiz. Okay. Here we go. Which I'm having real issues.
You
here.
Start, read start the paper like this. Trust me. Trust
off
me.
His phone
get it in. Like,
he's been
do this, Buzzy.
There we go.
Buzzy. Say, at the end of the day.
At the end of the day, I'll have a cup of tea and Bickies. Great. I'm in character. Here we go.
Excellent.
Okay.
Which SI derived unit has the symbol PA?
We've forgotten that. Buzzy just can't read either.
I also don't understand science.
That proves to be a bigger problem than the accent
SI
ever was.
Derived unit has the symbol PA.
Which SI?
Potassium.
PA, okay.
No, I don't know. Yeah. I'm just guessing.
I'm trying to still work out the sentence.
I don't quite understand either, to be honest with you.
Which what SI about? Chemical? Is that what you said?
No, which SI derived unit has the symbol PA?
Oh, potassium.
No, it's not potassium.
Oh, phosphate.
Phosphate. No, that's pH, isn't it?
Oh, okay. Flaxseed.
All right, let's lock that one in, right?
Flaxseed!
What is Europe's second longest river after the Volga?
I'm so glad you asked this.
The Volga.
It's the Thames. I can see it from here out the window. It's the Thames.
It's brown.
It's the Thames.
Very brown.
It's brown. It's disgusting. And if you swim in it, you better go straight to the docks.
All right, we're locking it down, and here we go. As at 2019, who holds the Australian record for the women's 400 individual medley, a record held since 2008? Well,
this is great. Let's work this out by a process. I don't hold it. Because do you hold it?
It's very difficult.
Do you hold it? Buzz, it sounds like she holds it.
Yeah, I don't
know. Oh, hang on, she doesn't hold it.
Yeah, I know.
Buzz, do you hold it?
Well, no. I mean, it's the women's 400 metre individual medley. Yes. So don't hold it.
Is this where Buzzy tells me he's not actually swimming. A buxom woman with a beard, and I've been confused this whole time. The things you've made me do.
Do we have any idea
Buzz.
Who the actual swimmer is?
I haven't heard the question, to be honest. Give it to me.
As of 2019, who holds the Australian record for the women's 400 metre individual medley? A record held since 2008.
Kate or
Bronte
Campbell.
Let's say Bronte Campbell.
Bronte Campbell.
Okay.
Bronte Campbell.
Okay.
No, that didn't
I don't think
English.
That's right because it's also since 2008. So they weren't around then. What about
Emily Seabomb?
Great. Let's go to number four. What type
Libby
of syrup?
Cricket.
What type of
she
syrup?
Doesn't swim anymore, does she?
2008.
What?
Stephanie Rice.
Oh, Stephanie Rice. Good one. What type of syrup is one of the ingredients of a tequila sunrise cocktail?
You know this.
Syrup.
Tequila sunrise is just orange juice and something red.
It's red.
It?
Yeah, grenadine.
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 That's disgusting. I don't like grenadine.
I reckon, should we just go through the answers?
Grenadine comes back up when you drink it.
Does it?
Yeah.
If you drink enough of anything, it comes back up. Yes, go through the answers, buddy.
Let's go through the answers now. Let me just turn this paper around. All right.
What think you are the answers?
SI-derived unit as the symbol PA, it is Pascal, which we were wrong.
Not flaxseed.
No,
not flaxseed.
You know who you sound like, Russell Brand.
I'll take that. You know what? I'm aiming for an English accent. Anyone English, I will happily take.
I'm really enjoying your English.
Maybe I'll keep it permanently.
Keep it forever.
All right. Europe's second longest river after the Volga.
Thames.
The Danube.
The Danube.
The old Danube.
It's not the Danube. It's the Thames. Check the tape.
2019, Steph Rice was correct.
Oh,
on
great work.
On your Steffi.
Thank you. Yep.
And Grenadine was correct as well for question number four.
Not bad there.
Two from
you
four today.
You could host a game show, because you know in London they love their game show, do
they? Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now. Because we're in London, we don't have a printer, and I'm reading the bits off Sondra, our producer's computer, but Sondra's such a great producer that she didn't bring a charger and the battery's running low. So I don't know how long my bits will go for today. But
I find it hard to believe that Sondra's a bad producer when I am wearing my Soviet-era headphones still. I'm just scared because it means there's a helicopter pilot out there and his ears are cold because he's got nothing to wear because she had to bring headphones over here and didn't have any and went, the guys won't notice this hodgepodge of headphones.
Let's do this quickly then, just in case.
Okay.
Justin Bieber has challenged Tom Cruise to a fight.
Ooh.
Why? I have no idea. On Sunday, he tweeted, I want to challenge Tom Cruise to fight in the octagon. Tom, if you don't take this fight, you're scared and you will never live it down. Who's willing to put on the fight? @ Dana White.
The UFC boss.
Conor McGregor has gone, my company will host the fight if it went ahead. Tom hasn't got involved. He hasn't weighed in, to speak.
There's a fair age difference going on there. Who's your money on?
Definitely Tom Cruise.
Really?
Yeah, because he does all his own stunts and movies and stuff.
Headbutt him in the nuts.
Just what, your money's on Justin Bieber?
I reckon Bieber, yeah.
Why?
I just reckon he's a bit in the head. I reckon he's
not physically doesn't have the edge, but perhaps mentally.
He's
scrappy.
He's arrogant and he's like, I reckon Bieber.
Scrappy.
How many Tom Cruises do you reckon you could fight, Buzz?
Personally?
Mm.
Probably four.
So they all come running
five?
At you.
Yeah. That'd be too much.
They all come running
at you. That's the magic number, I reckon.
What do? You kick one in the head quickly and hope they go down? Or
I reckon
are they
by
on
the
you
knees.
Like a swarm?
No, by the knees. Straight down at his knees.
Oh, you're taking his knees.
I also love how Carrie's like, can we get through bits quickly and we're
because
talking about me fighting
die if I don't
Tom
get
Cruise?
Through the next
oh,
story.
Sorry. But Bickmore, how many Tom
Keanu
Cruises
Reeves.
Do you think you could? Oh, Ruse. Okay. Okay. Now back to Buzz. How many Keanu Reeves could you fight?
Keanu Reeves is being praised for something. And I've been telling you that this has been happening for the last couple of years, right? He's been branded, this is a bit much, a gift from God, because a whole lot of his fans have noticed that he never touches women in photographs.
Mm.
And by
he does
that,
a hover hand.
I mean, whenever he poses with a fan and you go to put your hand around somebody, he hovers his hand about 10 centimetres away from the body, so he's never in contact with the woman.
Yep.
And I've been saying when people come on the project, I've noticed a lot of Hollywood stars, when you go to photo at the end, they don't touch you anymore. Mm. And it sounds weird.
Yeah.
But no,
because
in a way.
Like, touch me.
No, but it's weird because then you think, is there something wrong with you? Why aren't they touching you? And then, but then you realise.
It's impossible,
no wonder,
isn't it?
Because.
You touch them, you get in trouble. You don't touch them. No. I wonder, why aren't you touching me?
No, but I think it makes sense, the era we're living in, that it's safer for them.
Are you a fan if. If
I
you
think
mean,
it's a way forward. A hover hand is the way to go.
Are we really hover handing?
I think we're hover handing.
Surely the way forward is just treat each other with respect, but you can touch each other. Don't hover hand.
Well, I don't think we're Hollywood celebrities, so I'm not sure we know how it would feel.
Yeah, but you got to start these things at grassroots.
Do you?
And that's us.
Okay. Speaking of Hollywood celebrities, I'm going to finish on a high note with Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, the author of Goop.
Ms. Goop.
And other such boring things.
Well,
isn't she the worst?
This is not boring at all. She says that she can't sleep if there's a dirty bit of crockery in the house.
Oh, God. Even that you have crockery?
Yes.
Oh, no, crockery is everything, isn't it? I assume crockery is being like fine china.
No, no, no. But crockery is just like plates and cups and stuff. She, it throws her out if she goes to bed and there's any dirty dishes lying around the house. But what's more interesting than that is she's admitted that she turned into a bit of an a-hole when she became a global superstar. She said when she starred in Shakespeare in Love, she said, I get a lot of famous personal treatment, obviously. Yeah. And she said, you don't want to be an a-hole, but slowly if people start removing obstacles for you, if you live in a world where you don't have to sit in line, people don't confront you, they don't tell you the truth about what they're thinking, then you become a little bit of one.
You know what's great about that? That Gwyneth had to think that she like had to admit it. We all knew. Do you know what I mean? When she goes, guys, I came and became a bit of an a-hole. We're like, yeah, we're aware, mate.
When do you reckon you'll become aware?
Oh, quick bits, we're done.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we're missing one member of the foursome, the awesome foursome.
Yeah, but I am here digitally. Right, so
you are still back home in Australia, and we are all here in London.
Do some of your best work digitally, I reckon.
Yes, no, his wife's just called. She's not happy about you digitally.
Well, I don't know if we can.
Oh, she's
always wanted to do.
I've said to Kate that my wife is now a full-time teacher, and
she's got a job.
And
Carrie,
this is the school run. Do you know what I mean? So right now we're in the middle of the school run. So
yes,
her students.
Well,
maybe.
Kids all
writing.
Do digital art at school.
I don't.
It's the digital age at the moment.
Everything is digital. You're absolutely right.
Really,
hey, Izzy, I'm going to pay you a compliment because I know you've been copying it online because they posted a video of you where you just looked horrendous.
No, I had a hat on. So, yeah, that was it.
No, it wasn't the hat that was the problem.
Oh, my hat.
Hang on,
else.
You've got
but
to get
you've posted a photo today of you, I don't know, like saying that you're coming to London. Are you doing a stand-up show over here or something?
Saturday night.
And you look so hot.
Look,
you
I appreciate it. Really?
You did. Look, I'll show
really
you.
Oh.
You're back, mate. You're back. You got it back.
I had a
together.
Haircut today. We're going to discuss that, actually. I got dissed in my haircut as I'm leaving the hairdressers. We'll talk about that when our show
well,
starts
unfair,
in a few minutes.
They did the thing
both,
to you.
We
why
both,
are they?
Yeah, they do it and then say, oh, we didn't do a good job.
All right, look. Just oh no, that's beautiful,
isn't it?
Yeah,
he looks
good.
Lovely.
He's got great cheekbones.
Yeah, right. Well,
because of all the missing
your
teeth,
cleared up a bit. And
all the missing teeth have given him great. It's like Kim Kardashian and the ribs removed.
Oh,
well, she hasn't had her ribs removed.
Do I think she has.
No, she hasn't.
Isn't there?
How
there
is
was
that
a thing
even
that,
possible?
There was an old story about Marilyn Manson doing that. Mm.
Yeah, but Marilyn Manson's a freak.
Mm.
And also, was it Pammy Anderson? Did they say Pammy Anderson had ribs removed?
No, don't talk about Pammy like that.
Really?
My Pammy. How dare you?
I saw not, a video of her
Julia
once
Sanders.
Where she was getting bones put in, but I
goodness gracious me.
That was pre-digital age, though, wasn't it?
No, pre-digital.
Okay. Is it 3 o'clock in the morning in London right now? Is it what time?
Do you know what? When you're our moral gatekeeper, David William Hughes, the world is an end time.
How is London going, by the way? So the crew
it's
are coming
wet and
over.
Cold.
Yeah, I heard it's
you, okay, here's a tip for you.
Pack
no, here is a tip for you. You need to pack jumpers.
Yeah,
because
right.
We have no clothes. In fact, today Tommy is about to get some clothes from a Londoner, a guy living over here, because he brought one jumper and one pair of jeans.
Hey, Hughes, could you please bring me a jumper?
I could, but they probably do have shops there, do they? I think it's Harrods.
Yeah, he refuses to go to one.
I don't want
to
waste.
No.
I don't want to just buy a jumper because I need it for a couple
of days.
He
needs a hoodie. You need a hoodie, Hughes.
Can you bring me a hoodie,
right,
please?
I'll bring you a hoodie. I mean, the local cafe
thanks,
wanted
mate.
Me to give them clothes because they've got a homeless drive, so but I'll bring them over to you instead. So you deserve
no,
more
not
than
not
the
one
homeless.
Or the other.
No. There's plenty of clothes to go around.
I don't
around.
Have that many hoodies. I mean, it's either you or the...
you could try what shabby chic looks like.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'd love to wear a bit of you around. That'd be
right.
Great.
Don't say homeless chic, though. If you say homeless chic, you get in trouble.
I didn't say homeless chic.
I know.
He said it.
I said it the other day. Someone said I looked homeless, and I said homeless chic, and then they get upset that you can't have fun anymore. You know?
Who, the chic people?
Well, who did get upset? Because remember there was that game a while ago, hipster or homeless.
Oh, yeah.
Was there?
If that look's been adopted as fashion, what? How can we argue with that?
That's a good game. Yep. Oh, well, there's a game.
Hard to play, actually.
Newtown, Fitzroy, the kind of area.
Yes, always a hipster suburb. You can play that
Fremantle.
Game.
Fremantle, yeah.
All right. Are you guys we've got a lot more London activity.
Are you going to be holding Kate's hand when she interviews Madonna tonight or not? Do you know that she's a big day
she's
for Kate
on
Blanc
her own. I am terrified on your behalf.
Oh, Carrie.
But I'm also so excited. It's Madonna,
It's
Kate.
Madonna. I know. Do you know, Carrie, when I was reading research about her, and I came across this article, 60 ways Madonna has changed the world, right? You go, 60 ways. Some of them were big and some of them, like lingerie, underwear as outerwear and blah, 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 and the conical bra and just so many ways that when I got up to number 22, I had to have a nap. I was so tired.
I don't know if she changed the world with the conical bra. I don't think the conical bra changed the world, did it?
I think it did.
We're using the word conical and we've never used that before. That's world changing.
I've never seen anyone else wear the conical bra. Would that become a thing, did it?
Well, look, I reckon
I've got conical jocks on right now.
Around there, like even this top that I'm wearing under here. See
okay,
that?
Don't take your clothes off.
I wouldn't have been wearing that if it wasn't for Madonna. No. Do you know what I mean? Like that.
Do you think she active wears her thing?
No. But you know, underwear is outerwear. But
I think you've got mesh on. That's very
mesh.
Madonna.
That's very Madonna. Yes, mesh is Madonna. Time for me
to
have
another
nap.
24. Get to it.
All right. Here's the account. They're next to drive you home. We're back tomorrow.
Today's Carrie and Tommy Catch-Up podcast was supported by Medibank Free and Active, supporting hundreds of free community exercise and wellbeing activities across Australia. Search Medibank Free and Active to find an activity near you. Ba-dum-bum-bum.